me of it.
I heard it way back in about 1960s. When I was working at a large company in the Midlands, English Electric at Stafford, we had a staff club there, and a few guys used to meet there one night a week, and they used to sing in close harmony like barbershop singers, you know, like a barbershop group.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sing all these kind of crude songs, you know, but do it very artistically. And one of the guys used to do this party piece called Craven A, and it sort of came back to me a few ago, and I started searching on the website and came up with your site with some words to it. Well, some of the words I recognized and some of them I didn't, but do you have the tune for it?
No, I've been looking for the tune for it.
Right.
Trying to talk with people who actually know it. No one I've ever talked with actually knows it.
Yeah, it's a catchy tune.
Was this a drinking establishment inside?
Oh yeah, it was the staff social club. And guys used to meet there and sort of drink a few beers. But there was this group of engineers who were. You know, to us lads, they were old guys, you know, probably in their 30s, but they used to meet and sing close harmony singing. Very much like, I don't know whether you ever heard on the BBC over here, we used to have a thing, a program used to play called Sing Something Simple, or The King Singers. It was like a radio program, and it was basically, you know, people singing in close harmony. And these guys had this off, and they used to just start singing, and they would move from one song to another, you know, great continuity. It was a fantastic night out, and we used to all sort of join in, but there was, you know, seriously artistic stuff, you know.
And not crude stuff?
Well, yeah, it was all filthy songs, but it was done with the greatest possible artistic taste, you know.
Were they slightly pissed or mostly drunk or what?
No, I think they were. You know, it was taken very seriously. You know, this was art. Yeah, they had a few beers, but you know, it wasn't rowdy, it wasn't raucous. It was done in the nicest possible taste, of course.